Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Joined by Maurice Jones-Drew, MJD in the house, three-time Pro Bowler, All-Pro back in 2011 as well when he led the league in rushing over 1,600 yards, a ton of touchdowns as well, part of the NFL Network crew. Maurice, welcome back, buddy. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
Very well, thank you, pal. MJD, you know, how bad do you think these first couple of games are going to be without training, really a full training camp, or at least they used to what we're used to training camp? No preseason games. Some of these teams haven't even had full contact drills. What's this going to feel like these first couple of weeks?
You know, it's funny. It can go one of two ways. It can go where you're going to get a ton of penalties, it's going to look sloppy and all that. But then also, you know, I called the game for the Rams, and Sean McVay has had this theory where his starters don't play in the preseason. And they make some mistakes, but they're fresh, they play fast, and they roll. And so I think maybe you may see that aspect of it as well, where guys aren't beat up. You know, some teams are hurt, but not as much as we're used to when you're coming out of preseason games and, you know, those tough training camps. And so you may see a different style of football, a more fast-paced. You may see guys, you know, flying around, guys that, you know, have been banged up that are fresh rolling. So, you know, it could be one of two ways. It's really tough to kind of manage. But I know this, like talking to a lot of people, talking to a lot of beat writers, a lot of teams have been going, you know, full contact live in certain situations. So those guys get used to getting that callus on their shoulders and on their bodies so they can get ready to tackle. But, you know, it may work out where this may be what you see training camp to be in the future.
Yeah, oh, man. No, it's safer, right? At the end of the day, It's safer. And you, like me, you hated playing preseason games, so why force it on the guys? The other thing that we're going to notice is obviously the no fans. Now, I wonder if you agree with me. I'm of the belief that if your team is strong and tight and you have – like internal motivation and you know how to pick up one guy if he's down or whatever it may be, those teams will be fine. But if there's like a looseness to a team and there's no one really like really tight with each other, these empty stadiums could cause some of these teams to be really lethargic. What do you think about the emptiness that these guys are going to be playing in?
You know, it's funny because I thought that was going to be a concern, but I remember, you know, everyone here, most of the guys that played probably played in front of 300,000-400,000 for their high school, or not 300,000-400,000 people at their high school. Or if you played Pop Warner, wasn't 60,000-70,000 people out there, you know?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, and we both know this, when you cross the lines, it's strictly ball. I don't hear the fans anyway. Like the yelling doesn't affect me, and so I think it's very important. I know they're going to do the decimal thing where they're going to have the people's voices and stuff, but You know, to me, it's more of you have to be dialed in. You have to become a professional. And I think that's what this whole season is going to be about is who's a professional. There's no fans in the stands. Can you still go out there and be that consistent baller that you've always been? Guess what? You can't go out and party and do all those things because of COVID and the scare of all the things that may happen. Are you going to be a professional and handle your business at home?
Yeah.
Right. And it goes throughout the whole building. So I know a lot of guys are a little nervous about it. Some teams are nervous about it. But at the end of the day, like, and this is just me, it could have been a million people in the stands. It could be zero in the stands. I'm going to play the same way.
Yeah.
And that's where I think the coaches and the organizations are hoping that their players play that way.
Mm-hmm. So we're talking to Maurice Jones-Drew, NFL Network analyst, three-time Pro Bowler with us here on Tiki and Tierney. By the way, just a quick aside, I know you're a big fantasy guy. Are you riding the Kyler Murray Express or no?
You know what? I'm not going to lie to you. I've been drafting Patrick Mahomes as early as possible. Him or Lamar Jackson, that's who I've been rocking with for the last three or four drives.
Interesting. Now, when you say as early as possible, you mean like round two or three or like round four or five?
Two or three.
Okay.
Somebody, yeah. Actually, I just did a draft yesterday.
Yeah, me too.
And someone took Patrick Mahomes at number four.
Wow.
Overall.
A little nervous about that. But you know me, I had the 12th pick, so I doubled back. I went either Julio or someone else, and then Lamar Jackson.
Lamar,
I got to give you one of those top guys.
I got you.
And
okay.
To be honest, in some of these leagues, Lamar is a little bit more valuable.
Just curious. So let me ask you this. Let's put the Bucs and Brady aside and the Pats and Belichick aside, because I think a lot of people, when I ask you the question I'm about to ask you, a lot of people would say, well, we might finally get the answer as to who was more important, Brady or Belichick, whatever. So I'm going to put don't say either the Bucs or the Pats. What's the most interesting storyline this season, coming into the season, in your opinion?
Those are the top two storylines, but I think the biggest thing for me is going to be Tennessee and their old style of football, running down your throat, playing solid defense against all these guys that want to come out in three wide receiver sets. And can that be sustainable, that running Derrick Henry into the, you know, not into the ground, but continually giving him 300-400 carries a season? Or is it going to be the high flying, you know, Chiefs type style of offense, or, you know, the Rams or whatever it may be? Is it the Kyle Shanahan era where you're going to run the ball at people and run it eight times in the NFC Championship game? Or is it going to be the Chiefs where you throw the ball, you know, 50, 60 times trying to put up points? So I think, to me, every team has a different aspect to it. But I believe in the Tennessee Titans style of play, where you need running backs to win games late in the year.
Yeah.
And if we are going to talk about a style, if I was going to say the Bucs, it wasn't going to be about Tom Brady and Bruce Arians. It was going to be, well, you went and got Leonard Fournette. How much can he impact the Bucs late in the year?
Yeah, no, and I think he's a pounder. He's a grinder. He may be a disappointment to Jacksonville Jaguars fans, but it doesn't take away some of his talent. We'll see how much he's used, even though Bruce Arians has said Rojo is the guy, Ronald Jones is the guy. And staying in that previous division, Deshaun Watson, he just got paid. And we always question whether or not, once you pay a quarterback, can you, you know, keep it a viable team around him. Now, he doesn't really have a big cap number until 2022, which begs the question that follows is, you know, are they ready to win in the next couple of years, this Houston Texan team? Or does moving out DeAndre Hopkins and, you know, the fact that the Kansas City Chiefs are still the team to beat in the AFC? Tell me your thoughts on Deshaun Watson. He had to get paid. Is this the right deal for him?
Well, yeah, I definitely think that they've made – I truly believe that they didn't let go of DeAndre Hopkins because of Deshaun Watson. They let him go because of their left tackle that they had to pay. Mm. Right? They had to start protecting Deshaun Watson. He was getting hit all around the yard. I mean, this dude had to take an RV or a bus to Jacksonville from Houston. He couldn't fly with the team because he was so banged up.
That's yeah. right.
Like, that became an issue.
Yeah.
So we have to now protect our quarterback and pay our quarterback. So I think they have enough pieces around him with the David Johnsons and Brandon Cooks and Will Fullers and Randall Cobbs, and you got in your two tight ends. You have enough pieces around there to go make it work. It's now on this defense and J.J. Watt to step up and play like he played early in his career. Now, he's been banged up a little bit. He hasn't really been the same guy that was, you know, I want to say he won the defensive player year two or three
yep.
times in a row or something
yep.
like that, something crazy. You need to get that aspect. You got to get that out of him as well. And if he can affect the quarterback, it'll help Whitney Mercilus. It'll help Zach Cunningham, who's going to be covering those running backs and tight ends out of the field, and it'll help that secondary as well. So, you know, it's going to be more on the defense than it will be on Deshaun Watson. He's going to score points.
Yeah.
And let's remember, Deshaun Watson, they were up 24-0 against the Kansas City Chiefs. If you have defense, that should be more than enough in the NFL to win.
That's true.
and that became an issue.
That's true. I'm going to give you four names. Final thing for me, though, by the way, Teak, and we're talking about MJD, Maurice Jones-Drew with us here on the show. No water. I'll give you Baker. I'll give you Josh Allen. I'll give you Daniel Jones. I'll give you Sam Darnold. Of those four, who's the guy, if any, when we're sitting here next year at this time, excuse me, that we are hailing an emerging superstar?
That is a tough question. I would probably either go with Daniel. I would probably say with Daniel Jones at first. I think that his rookie year was promising. His personality and the players they have around him are a little bit more consistent. I would probably then say Baker after that, because Baker's in a system that has been proven to be quarterback friendly, especially with the weapons that he has around him. You know, if Baker doesn't succeed this year, it's on Baker. It's not on anything else.
Yeah.
I would then probably go with Josh Allen. Again, they built around him. They went and got Stephon Diggs. You got the running back. Your offensive line's really good. You know, again, they're building around. They have a strong defense, so he'll get opportunities to continue to get better. Mm-hmm. And the reason I have Sam Darnold last has nothing to do with his talent, but it's what's around him.
Yeah, makes sense.
Like, let's be honest. In year three, you can't have – like, Jameson Crowder, a really good player, can't be your top receiver.
Yeah.
Le'Veon Bell, great player, can't be your top receiver. He's a running back, right? You have to put weapons around him. For them to let Robbie Anderson go in free agency became an issue, because that's who Sam Darnold keyed on and was able to be that playmaker. And so they really, you know, yes, they beat up the offensive line to protect him, but they didn't really protect him by giving him many weapons on the outside, guys he could throw to.
I get it.
And so I think you're going to have to wait another year with Sam Darnold before he becomes that superstar, just because they don't have enough players around them, to be honest with you.
That's fair. Teak, you got anything else?
No,
you good?
I think you're right. I think you're right.
MJD, appreciate you, buddy. Good hopping on. Looking forward to it, man.
Let me say this, too, because you talked about a storyline, and I forgot this one.
Oh, here we go.
The Pittsburgh Steelers are going to be really good.
I got to be honest, man. I was a little surprised you were leading with the Titans with the most interesting storyline, but go ahead.
Well, the reason I was going to say the Titans is because, like, any team that runs the ball, Tiki, you know this, like, you got to give them love. I don't care.
Agreed.
They ran their way into the AFC Championship game. You got to show them love, because we're still trying to devalue the running back position. But
if you got one, you got one.
Never going to happen.
If you got one, you got one.
The Pittsburgh Steelers are going to be amazing. I feel like they don't need Big Ben to be this guy throwing 5,000 yards. They just need Big Ben to be what he was his first couple years. Get him out of some tough situations. Let him help. But their defense is going to be lights out. And they have some young receivers that can go make plays like they did when they won Super Bowls. And, you know, don't be surprised if you see the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, in the top of the league, because they went 8-8 with playing with guys, you know, to be quite frankly, your third, fourth-string quarterback.
Don't disagree. It's something we've hit. I think it's a fair point. MJD, we got to bounce a little late. Good having you on the show as always. Thank you, man.
No problem, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.